Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s and early 1970s. This half hour, we'll hear from Barrett Strong, Jimmy Ruffin, The Underdogs, R. Dean Taylor, The Spinners, Shorty Long, Brenda Holloway, The Originals, and Blinky and Edward Starr together. All coming up during the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon.
There's a train leaving here tomorrow, yeah, and I'll be a free man once again. Yes, I will now. I'm so glad I've served my time. I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
There were times when each day seemed like a year. Yes, it did now. But the sweet things she said in her letters made me time to be. Oh, yeah. She said, no other arms will I let hold me. Cause in your arms is where I wanna be.
So when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
Listen to
me. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
Oh, baby, 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 I miss you so. Ooh.
Select Our Memories with Tom Fallon.
I feel a pounding in my brain, ice cold water running through my veins, got a bad taste in my mouth from bitter tears. Oh, I'm feeling sad cause love's gone bad. I see a rainbow all black, must be a sign that you ain't coming back. Sad cause love's gone bad. Oh, love's gone bad. Oh, I'm feeling sad, man. Love's gone bad.
Memory from the Underdogs. That was Love's Gone Bad. That reached 122 on the U.S. pop charts from 1967. Before that, Jimmy Ruffin had a number 29 tune from that same year, 67, with Got to Give Her All the Love I've Got. And we start with a very early Barrett Strong song, his only top 40 song, Money, That's What I Want, number 23 from 1960. Barrett decided he'd much rather have a writing and producing career, and he was very successful working with the Temptations later in the 1960s. You've found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s and early 1970s. Well, coming up, a great song, an only top 40 song by a gentleman by the name of R. Dean Taylor, Indiana Wants Me. Well, Canadian singer Richard Dean Taylor pursued a dogged but lonely path at Motown since he arrived at the record label in 1964. Taylor's first scheduled single back in the 1960s was never released, and then he had three unsuccessful singles after that. Taylor was an often uncredited collaborator with that great writing and production team of Holland, Doge, and Holland, and he was one of the few white producers with the company at the time. None of his assigned blue-eyed soul acts, from the Underdogs that we heard just a few seconds ago, or the Messengers, or Paul Peterson, had a hit. Well, he finally hit it big in 1970. Indiana Wants Me was a complex production, a dramatic tale of a fugitive on the run, and it took 9 sessions in less than 1 month to complete the song. The record became a radio event, and it eventually peaked at number 5. When this song was released in Europe, several radio stations reported calls from anxious listeners, thinking it was rigged, and of course the publicity didn't hurt. Well, here is R. Dean Taylor, Indiana Wants Me, right here on Motown Memories.
Here without you out there, the sunshine on the land. I'll never see your smiling face or touch your hand. If just once more I could see you at home and our little baby. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. I wish I had you to talk to. Letter finds its way to you. Forgive me, love, for the shame I put you through and all the tears. Hang on, love, to the memories of those happy years. Red lights are flashing around me. Yellow, it looks like they found me.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Though you're breaking my heart, taking my sunshine away, knowing that I'm to blame, darling, there's nothing that I can say.
Now here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Stop beating that fudge. Cause here come the judge.
1968, reaching number 6 on the U.S. Billboard charts. That was Here Come the Judge. And that song was part of the great U.S. television show called Laugh-In, which was the number one show in the late 1960s. Before that, we heard from the Spinners. In the U.K., known as the Detroit Spinners, that was I'll Always Love You, reaching number 35 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1965. And we started with Ardeen Taylor, Indiana Wants Me, number 5 from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s and early 1970s. Well, coming up, a great artist that really didn't get the attention she deserved on the Motown record label. Coming up, Brenda Holloway. Well, Brenda was born in California, and she was the eldest of three children. In 1948, she and her infant brother, Wade, moved with their parents to the Watts section of Los Angeles, where Brenda took up violin and sang in her church choir. Her sister, Patrice, was born 3 years later, and at age 14, she and Patrice began working on demonstration records and singing backup for Los Angeles-based rhythm and blues acts. In 1962, Brenda made her recording debut with the single called Hey Fool, and 2 years later, she recorded the song that would later become her signature tune, Coming Up, Every Little Bit Hurts. Well, after being overheard singing Mary Wells' My Guy, Motown CEO Berry Gordy Jr. signed her to the Motown record label. Her first single was Every Little Bit Hurts. It was released in May 1964, and it reached number 13 on the Billboard charts, and it helped to win the singer a recording spot on Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars tour. This was her biggest hit. In 1970, she retired and married a pastor, and she left the music industry. Here she is, Every Little Bit Hurts, right here on Motown Memories.
Every little bit hurts. Every little bit hurts. Every night I cry, every night I sigh, every night I wonder why you treat me cold, yet you won't let me go. Coming home, yet you never phone. Leave me all alone. My love isn't strong for you. I do wrong for you. I can't take this loneliness you've given me. I can't go on giving my life away. See, I can give you all the things that you want.
a toy, and you're the boy who has to say when I should play. Yet you hurt me, desert me.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
I'll never hear the bell if you leave me. I'll never hear the bell.
Yours exclusively to enjoy any way you want to.
But it's one thing I want you to remember. If you ever leave me, I believe I'm going insane. Darling, I'll never hear the bells again. Yeah!
For this half hour, we have featured some lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s and early 1970s. Well, coming up after the break, we'll continue with a song from 1971 from The Messengers. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.